felt that it was very, very important before moving on to the spheres to conclude our present discussion of Nefesh of Neshama HaYechida, which of course we're going to continue with much, there's much more to do on that, but just with the introduction to the Chelkei HaNefesh, the different parts of the soul, to talk about the Nekuda of Yechida Shev HaNefesh, which is Mesirus HaNefesh. Mesirus HaNefesh that we're seeing Befrat Bezmanenu Biyamenu. In our times, where there are Jews who are sacrificing their lives, L'manenu, L'man Klal Yisrael, without really knowing why. And to understand that tofa'ah, of how that works and where that comes from, we began to learn this last week, this maimer, thank you so much, this maimer from Rav Sasson, that was from a shiur that he gave after the beginning of the Mohammed. So on page Lamed Hay, I did give out physical, I think last week I gave papers, and the whole thing should be on the phone. Yeah. And you could print it. No, that's not how it fits it. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to get it. Dobby could tell you how to get it. I think you printed it out from
the printer? I sent it on the chat.
Oh, PDF. Oh, good. Okay. So page 35. Page 35. The middle of the page. So really, he's doing a little chazar here, so we'll learn it inside. What's the avoid of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenei, Shema Chad, and why the Shema is the way that the soldiers would enter into Melcham, into the war. Achdus Hashem, Hamun HaPnimis Shalar Anuchayim, this oneness of Hashem, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Hamun HaPnimis upon which all of our lives, everything is built. Lamedus HaSan HaShein Oid Movado, there is nothing other than Hashem. And first and foremost, it means that myself and my entire life, einam michutz l'shiva elokus adira, it's not outside the song of elokus, the song of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Heim lo michutz l'gilui v'ayfas Hashem ba'olam. That every single Jew is part of that nigun, is part of that shiva of elokus of Hashem. Every single Jew, kol atzmoisai v'kol yeshusai v'kol achaim shli, my very existence, my entire life, hima gilui shelo yisbaruch, whether I was aware of it until now, or I'm just beginning to understand, everything in my life is, my whole purpose in life is only gilui Hashem, is to reveal elokus in the world. Bliza or baladeza, ein li shum hashmos. Therefore, I have no purpose to living. There's no reason for my existence. If not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no reason for my existence. Ein shtei yeshuos ba'olam. There are no two separate domains or separate realities. Ein shtei mitzilios ba'olam. Kol ha'chaim, v'kol ha'or, v'kol ha'omek. All life, all light, all depth, all mesika sweetness. Kol ma sheyesh bo tam shel chaim. Anything that has a taste of true life, fulfillment of life, layus om layus shachaim, filled with life, zerak ayriz baruch. It's only or Hashem. Ein efshos the kabel chaim imashvacher. There is no other source of life, and there's no other way for a person to truly be alive and to feel alive. Kol haklipus shav olam. All of the klipus of the world, hamenasos lahatzia chaim imokam acher. That are trying to give the impression and trying to offer an alternative source of life and another reason for living and another purpose to living. She'enu avodas Hashem, novos l'masim avodazar. It comes from avodazar, and that's the shorash of Amalek and avodazar. Heim be'etzem sigim shel avodazar. It's like I've mentioned many times, like the Alter Rebbe says in many places, other tzaddikim, that what used to be sun worship is now the worship of money. I mean, when a person sees that his entire purpose in life is to gain more and more wealth, and his entire existence is focused on making more money, so again, that person works to he has to work. But where a person where that becomes the ideal of a person's life and the tachlis of a person's life, that's the modern day permutation of Avodas Hashem. Because in ancient times, people believed that the sun was the source of life. They were farmers, whatever, and the sun was they saw the sun as being the source of life. So they worshipped the sun, and the present-day modern manifestation of that Avodah Zarah is Taibas Mammon. And so it is with all of the different Avodah Zarahs. It's where a person sees that there's something, he believes that there's a makar to his life, and it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's something else. That's called Avodah Zarah. Kivyachal Adam Yachal Liyas Nizam Mimashu Acher. Sheino Hashem is Baruch. Hashem gave us the choice to feel as if we're being sustained and we're being enlivened through something else. Elu hei machatayim, machshavas she'ev shalaka v'chayim imashu v'pukal. And therefore, the Swarm tells us that Amalek, which is the sherish of this Asher Korcha, is a lashon of ikul, ayin, yud, kuf, vav, lamet, which means mi'ukal, something which is crooked, something which is corrupted, something which is not straight, something which is mi'ukal, is a lashon of Amalek. Mamin mesirus ha'nefesh. So now, what is mesirus nefesh? What is the meaning of giving up one's life? And whenever we say Krishna, as we learned last week, one should try to enter to that place, at least in one's mind and one's thoughts, and to try to reach a place of Amunah that I'm ready, if need be, I'm ready, and I'm ready to give up my life. Because there is no life outside of Hashem. So what happens with Mesirus Nefesh? What takes place with Mesirus Nefesh? So the Svarim tells us, brought down in many, many places, in the Shlokot, in the Galamukas, many, many Svarim tell us, that they have a Messiah somehow, whatever that means, that Tzaddikim have revealed that when a person dies, like Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't feel any physical pain. He doesn't feel any pain. Shas Maisi, doesn't feel. At the moment of death, there isn't any pain. Why? What does that mean? We're going to come to that a little bit later on. What is that from, that he doesn't feel any pain? So Maimon Mesirus HaNefesh, when a person is in a place of Mesirus HaNefesh, Chosef Es HaEmes HaGmur. What happens at the moment of Mesirus Nefesh is that Chosef, like Chasav Zorach Kodesh, means it pierces through. The Mesirus Nefesh pierces through to the truth, to the absolute truth. That's Emes HaGemura. She'anu chelik mimenu. Each and every Jew is a chelik of that absolute truth. Memela hu achayim shalanu. And it's the life of a person. Achein, therefore, Rega Mesirus HaNefesh, that moment of Mesirus Nefesh, Mochek is called HaKatnis. It erases, it eliminates all katnis, all smallness. I'm not alive because of football, because of money, because of physical pleasures, because of eating. I'm not alive because of all those other, you know, the Shemesh, the Iverk, the Kechavim, called Tzvah Shemayim. I'm not alive because of all those other things. I'm alive not because of any of this, that's all katnis. And therefore the person feels at the moment of Mesirus Nefesh complete and total distance from all sins and anything that's against the Kadosh Baruch Hu causes a distance from Hashem. And Mimela, what we're going to talk about much more, he talks about much more later on, is that even people who survived and witnessed Mesirus Nefesh, Leman Hashem and Leman Yisrael and so on, they begin to feel that the silliness of the cuteness of their lives. There's this sense of something much, much bigger, much greater, that they just haven't been paying attention to. Kikshan neshama polaches es kol ha'staros, because when the neshama breaks through all of the concealment, mitaykev mesirus ha'nefesh, because of the power of mesirus ha'nefesh, which means coming into contact with that which is called yichidus ha'nefesh, that part of ourselves that's yichidus ha'nefesh, as I misbarer mahi be'emes rotsa, then in that moment it becomes clear. In a second, it becomes clear what the neshama wants. The neshama is able to be heard loud and clear. Throughout one's entire life, the guf is noisy. The guf is making all of the noise, and the neshama can't be heard. Mesirus nefesh, there's this silence of the neshama being able to be heard, and the guf is quiet. Umizbara shakol haritzaynus haridudim, and then it becomes clear that all of the person's shallow desires, all of his shallow and silly interests, einam be'emes mashal the mevakesh. It's not really what he wants in life. It's not really what he's seeking. So a few rak machmas chulsha so far and Hashem. And the only reason that he spent his life talking about the Super Bowl or something, or food or money or whatever else the katniss was, is because the neshama was just drowned out by the noise. And the neshama was not being heard. But Mesiras Nefesh blows away all of those mechitzas, and then the neshama is able to be heard. Mesiras Nefesh la'Hashem is baruch, hi hanakuda ha'leona v'yosef. That's why we see the tzaddikim, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, but many, many tzaddikim, they told us that their whole lives they were longing to be able to die out of position. They wanted to be Mesiras Nefesh. I mean, every moment they were Mesiras Nefesh, to give up this world and to give up all the needs of the body. But the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh is giving up one's life. And the tzaddikim were longing for that opportunity. Hanakuda ha'leona, because Mesiras Nefesh is hanakuda ha'leona v'yosef, v'apnimis v'yosef, it's the highest and deepest point. The chol ha'chaim shel the person's life, kol mashenachlu, the kol atzmeinu, our entire existence, kol machshavei tzeinu and thoughts, kol maaseinu, the kol dibun every word, kol ha'sheifa shel anything the person longs for, kol ha'ritzayna shel all of our ritzaynas, and the neshama ha'pnimis shemechayes kol ze, the neshama ha'pnimis, which is really the source of all of that, zu oisat chusha pnimis va'amuke, is this very deep feeling, limsos nafshen l'shem shel, gives us this tremendous need and readiness to give up one's life. V'chol yom v'yom, every single day. From these words that we say every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means that Hashem is everything. It doesn't mean there's only one God as opposed to two, three, four. It means Hashem is it. That's it. That's the tachlis. From these words, Orek Achaim. There flows the life shel Am Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Me'oisa achdus elyona v'ne'elemes. From this achdus, this oneness of Hashem that we don't really understand. It's hidden, but it becomes clear that this world is not it. Anu choytzim es kol ma'aseinu machshavaseinu. We're able to carve through, to carve out all of our ma'asim, all of our machshavas. Haneshama azu shel parsha Shema. This neshama that is revealed through Kriya Shema, that we come into contact with through Kriya Shema, shall achdus Hashem, barley they beat we at standard davkai they beat we shem esirus nefesh Hashem is baruch. Those are the words that we say, but the actual carrying out of those words, which is the way the Jews would, the way that Jews would die on Kiddush Hashem, would be saying Shema Yisrael. It's an instinctive cry of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I was just discussing this with somebody at the beginning of the Muhammad we were talking, and there was a very, very popular Israeli series that was called Fauda. I don't know if you heard of it. Yeah, it was, yeah. It seems it was a very, very big thing. I had some. It was all about the, I don't know, it was the Mossad or.
Yeah,
it's. But secret.
The other, speak Arabic, they look Arabic.
Yeah, those the spies, the Khashoggi, that they're working with.
The worst of the worst.
They're going into all the worst places. And so that there was a very popular show. I don't know if it's still on now, but
I don't watch. It's too intense.
So
I see the real thing.
Yeah. In the real estate business.
No.
Oh, but that's
hand to hand.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
That's
so the someone told me that this is why probably it's not. It sounded like it was the last one. But they have a way of continuing to people watch it. They'll make it chizam esim or something. Because apparently, in the last episode, this person was told me the very biggest spoilers. And all of these soldiers were these secret agents, these Israeli secret agents. It was very real to life. Apparently, they were consulting with all Mavinim, and some of them were actually probably they were Israelis. They were soldiers. It's a Hebrew. I'm sure they all served in the army. These guys. Well, girls, what?
One of them was in Gaza.
Was actually in Gaza.
Yeah,
okay. He got injured.
I think he got killed. No, he got injured.
That's Israeli. They live with these things, so they understand it. So it's not just Hollywood.
Do a dim or something.
Do
what?
Do
yeah.
So the last episode when the last episode when they about they were, it didn't work out. They were on a mission, and it failed, and that whole chevra that they're working together the whole time for a long time, that whole chevra, they were ambushed and they were killed. This is what he told me, and they were lying there. They were injured. They were shot by the Arabs, the terrorists, and they were lying there, and they held each other's hands. And this whole chevra, no shaychus to anything with the Yiddish guy the whole time. That's it in the show. And they all called out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That they put that on the show. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was the last words that came out from these soldiers. And it's not a movie. This is Messias. I don't want to say the words Ma'aseh M'chol Yom because it hurts too much to say. This is Ma'aseh M'chol Yom, but it's Ma'aseh M'chol Yom. That Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's something which, even though this soldier, this person, this agent, might not have said those words since he was a bar mitzvah, since he was a little kid, and his grandfather was still alive, and was saying with him Shema Yisrael. So, but at that moment of Messias Nefesh, that's the whole Messias, is Hashem Echad. There's no other Messias, Hashem Echad. So we see this, Emli Benu El Echad, of course, when Yaakov left the world. This is the last thing that he left to his children, that he left us. Gemara Emeres, Shebishah, Shepogash Yaakov. First, we know that when Yaakov met Yosef at Tzadik, so Yosef at Tzadik is crying, and Yaakov is saying creation. Gemara Chen, Bishas Misasa, and also, when it came time for Yaakov to die, Bo Bonav Svivo, his children came around him, the Korah Shema, and they said Shema. Yaakovino anoykanagna baruch shem kivayd machusel elam ve'ed. Histalkusel she Yaakovino haya b'shma Yisrael shem okein shem echad. So Yaakov was the first person who we see that, which is the beginning of Am Yisrael, which is left the world with the words Shema Yisrael. Hashem echad achdus Hashem hi agarin hapnimi haboer b'nishmas Yisrael. And this Hashem echad is the seed, the inner essence of a Jew that's burning in Nishmas Yisrael, mekoychei bar mesiyus hanefesh l'shmais bar, and from that is the source of the koych of a Jew to be moysa nefesh. K'may shomer Rabbi Akiva, shechomad kol yom avlimso nafsho mikvazel, like Rabbi Akiva said in his life, he was longing to be able to fulfill this, and now he has the time when he's able to do it. When he was killed by Kiddush Hashem, miyotz nishmas of echad, and Rabbi Akiva's neshama left with the word echad. The Medrash says, Yaakov called, he summoned his sons. Yaakov wanted to show his sons to reveal when Mashiach is going to come. He wanted to reveal the end of time. And the Stal came in a Shechina, but the Shechina left, and he wasn't able to see. Then Yaakov got worried. Why is it that the Shechina, why is it that he lost his vision? He couldn't see the end of time. So he was nervous. Maybe there's a psulim mitasi. Maybe one of my kids is not going in the right way. Ka'avram Avi Abba, like my grandfather Avram, she also in Yishmael, who had a Yishmael, it was a tremendous, terrible kilkul in Am Yisrael, in the building of Am Yisrael. Uchi Yitzchak Abba, my father Yitzchak, she also in Esau, my brother Esau. So he was worried that maybe the boys all looked like they were. Like they were B'nai Torah, but they weren't. Maybe something was wrong. Maybe there was a kilkul. Maybe the Munah was not complete. Amrlo, so together the brothers, the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael, which means two things. It means Shema Yisrael means Yisrael is Yaakov. Listen, our father, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Sabbath, Chazal say, and also Hashem. It means the Jewish people, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Okeinu, Hashem Echad, for all future times. And they said to him, Kishem She'ein B'libcha, Ela Echad, Kach Ein B'libeinu, Ela Echad. The same way that in your heart there is all that there is one God, so too in our hearts all there is. Ein b'libeinu ela echad. Miad pasach. When he heard that Yaakov, he said Baruch Hashem Kivod Malchusa Leilam Ve'ed, which means that may this truth of Hashem's oneness of everything being Hashem may be revealed. Baruch Hashem Kivod Malchusa in this world. Malchusa Leilam Ve'ed should be revealed in this world. Which is called Yichud Ilah. For those who love Chassidus, there's Yichud Ilah, there's Yichud Tatar. The higher Yichud, that everything is elokus, and there's nothing, there is no world, and the tachlis, which is the yibatachtainim yichudat tatar, which is Barshem Malchus Olaved, which is to reveal Hashem's malchus in this physical world. Malchus in this physical world. There was a meisa with the I'm not going to say this. It's a long meisa, but the kuda was that there were two of the greatest Chabad Hasid who ever lived. I'm sure many of you know was Reb Hillel Paritcha, Zchusei Chaim, and Reb Isaacle Hamele. So two biggest Chabad Hasid, and it was known that the difference between the both of them were very very great holy. But the Iker Inyan of Reb Hillel was the Avoida of Chassidus, the Avoida. And the Iker of Reb Isaacle was the Muskalos of Chassidus, the intellect of Chassidus. Even though they were both great in both areas, but the Iker was like this. So without telling all the Pratim, I'll tell you a different time, but without all the Pratim, there was a The Rebbe Maharash was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, and he wanted to understand the difference between these two tzaddikim, because his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, had made a certain comment that one is Yichud Elon, the other is Yichud Atatar. Well, there's one is Shema Yisrael, and the other one is Baruch Shem Kivayim. And the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Maharash, wanted to understand this more and to know who what. So he. The Tzemach Tzedek said, "Okay, I'll tell you. I'm going to learn a mimer. You can come to the Asa of a mimer and Chassidus, and you can come. And Reb Hillel, and others, my sons, Reb Rash and other sons, and the two tzaddikim, Reb Hillel and Reb Isaacle, can come to the also come to. Which oftentimes those two tzaddikim were invited to these very exclusive mimer to come. So they all came into this private mimer." And the Tzemach Tzedek said some kind of mimer, I don't know which one, I think it's brought down, I just don't remember right now, but he said over a mimer chassidus, and it was finished. And then what the chassidim would do always after a mimer was they would chazer it, right? They would review it. And the Rebbe Maharash saw that he went to see how Reb Hillel was chazering and how Reb Isaac was chazering. He went to peek in. And when he went in to see Reb Isaacle, he saw that Reb Isaacle's head was back, and his eyes were white, you couldn't see his pupils, and he was in a trance, with his head back and his mouth open like this, and he was in that mimer, he was chazing a mimer. And then he went into the other place to see where Reb Hillel was. And when he came in Reb Hillel, had his head down, between his knees, and he was like this, and he was staring at the ground. And this is the two things. So the Rebbe Maharash went to his father, and the Tzemach Tzedek said, "No, did you see what's the difference between Reb Isaacle and Reb Hillel?" So he said that Reb Isaacle is Yichud Eilah, Shema Yisrael. There's no world. He left the world. He said, but the meaning of Reb Hillel is Baruch Shem Kavod, which is Yichud HaTatav, and therefore his eyes were upon the earth. How could I bring this or of the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimer? How do I integrate that into this world, into my life, into reality? That Reb Isaacle was, I'm out of here. He was gone. He disappeared. He just disappeared into life beyond this life. And that's even in the physical way that they were chazing the Maimer, there was one that was. And the other was Yichud Eilah, Yichud Atatah. So that's Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kol Malchus. So this is what happened before Yaakov. This is how Yaakov left the world. Mishpat zeh kishem she'ein b'lipcha. It's not b'lavach, it's b'lipcha. Kishem she'ein b'lipcha el echad. Kach ein b'libeinu el echad. When the sons, when the Shvatim told him, the same way that in your heart there's only one, so too in our heart there's only one. Mahadheid, that conversation between Yaakov and the Shvatim, the last moment of Yaakov's life, is echoing in Nishmos Yisrael, in the Nishomas of the Jewish people, may us mikadem, since then. It's there, that sound, those words, that truth is echoing in the heart, deep, deep in the place of Yechida, in every single Jew. Yikocho she Yaakov Avinu. Yikocho Yaakov Avinu. She not azayis etzal ha-shvatim. He drove this deep into the shvatim. U'mehem ova adova b'Yerusha. And it's been passed along as our Yerusha. Al kol mishu mizer Yisrael. Kol mishu mizer Yisrael. Makes no difference with tattoos, without tattoos, with an earring, without an earring, with a shtroimel, without a yarmulke. It makes no difference. It's there. Kol mishu mizer Yisrael. L'famim ein bel yibeinu ele echad gondus u'beleiv. Sometimes this truth, this messias of ein bel yibeinu ele echad is hidden deep in the heart. A person goes his entire life and it's not mezgala b'chutz. I've mentioned a number of times over the years something my father told me about a Jew that he knew from his hometown who had an Indian. My father said he had an Indian to sit on the steps of the big shul on Shabbos smoking a cigarette. So you can imagine what that was in those years. He sat on the steps of the big shul. Everybody that passed by would either turn away or the kanoim would spit, and he would sit on the steps of the big shul. This was his thing. My father remembered. He was like in the town. He said that this person's parents moved to a different city. They're such a busha. They moved to a different city. He sat on the steps. My father said he was a bulvan, very strong, mechutzef, and none of the from kids. Anything to do with him, but he said, my father said, he told this to me over the years a number of times. If he would hear me say something bad, a negative, my sister, about somebody, my father would sometimes remind us. He said he knew the seed's name. His name was Heschel. Heschel. So my father said that this Michal Shabbos died in my arms in Matas. And the way that he died was a shri from Shema Yisrael, that you could hear from one end of the camp to the other end of the camp. That's how we die. Shema Yisrael. So before you open up your mouth, my father said about a Jew, you have to know that there was a guy, Heschel or Herschel, whatever, sitting on that sat on the steps smoking on Shabbos. A cigarette. And it's not like sitting on the steps someplace and nowadays smoking a cigarette. The whole place they were all from. And he was making a point. But it was just very, very hidden in him. It's very hidden. Ain't him as galah b'chutz, and there are people that they live in this world and it doesn't come out at all. Achen ha'chutz olu lahaster rabbis es anakuda hazu. The noise outside can hide that nakuda. There's a lot of noise outside. Ach b'leiv hareishi ba'eres ba'ayis. But it doesn't stop burning. That Ner Tamid is burning inside a Jew. And at different times, at different moments, not necessarily when the person dies, it's especially when there's a Mesirus Nefesh, not just a regular death, but it's Mesirus Nefesh, but it could be other thing and something else happens. There are Gorm Mesiyomim, Peretzes Yachutza, where it explodes, comes out. And it washes over with light all the different layers of life. Those are moments of Mesirus Nefesh. Mesirus Nefesh Chosefes is Shorash HaNeshama. When a person sacrifices for the sake of Hashem, or for the sake of Am Yisrael, when a person gives up and is ready to even Ad Kedei to die, he's ready to give up. We're ready to give up all of his wealth. We're ready to give up, God forbid, one of his children. Something happens when he's for being a Jew, or for saving Jews. That's Chosefes Hasharish HaNesham. That breaks through to the root of the soul. Lachen higam evia la'achdus amuka b'am Yisrael. So listen to this. Therefore, it also brings to a tremendous sense of unity between Jews. That's exactly what's happening now. Whenever there's a time of Mesirus Nefesh, and Jews dying, Al Kiddush Hashem, Jews dying to save, to help other Jews, so then it brings a tremendous and tremendous, tremendous achdus to the Jewish people. Not because, not just because people feel bad, or people are proud, or people are grateful to these heroic, you know, chaver. Not just because of that. It's because there's a hisgalus of yichidus of a nefesh, and it has a way of reaching Amisim. It has a way of affecting and influencing, and it brings a tremendous, tremendous achdus, because the external falls away, all the klipas fall away, and there's a hisgalus of nishmas Yisrael. And when even when others are watching that and they see that, and everybody wants to hear stories of to know what's going on, and they hear another story of what's happening, so then it's more a tremendous sense of achdus. Not just because there's a common enemy, it's something which is much deeper, it's very different than here, Lahavil Elf Alfe Havdalis, billion Havdalis. I was reading an article, somebody from Shul gave me an article about how, you know, this thing in Ukraine is already slipping out for a long time. So it must be ready almost 2 years or a year, something like that. So it's a long time slipping out in Ukraine. The Russians are terrible, big Rishayim, what they're doing over there, and they're making the whole Shchita. And Ukrainians are fighting back. But what it said in the article is that things are starting to turn in a very bad direction for the Ukrainians, because they're losing the cheshek. They're very demoralized, and they're losing the cheshek to fight, and they're having trouble getting soldiers. It's a whole hastapotam over there. So when I was reading that, he gave me to read. So I was thinking how my client sells kashayano is like can you be hang you for? It's just the opposite. The bigger the patch, the more difficult challenges, the more his galistas are dismissed. So it's just the opposite. When there wasn't any war for the past couple of years, so then there was a whole thing going on. The soldiers are angry. The liberals are more left. They're on the left wing. They're not going to enlist. They're not going to show up. This was all these were all the diburim before Shmei Atzeres, right? But the second the Milchama starts, and then it doesn't get weaker, it gets stronger. The Mesiras Nefesh of the Chevra is strengthening the feeling of conviction, of Amunah, of Achdus. Everything's getting stronger and stronger. That's only a Midas Yisrael. Because the Hizgalus of the Neshama is not a matter of nationalism. It's nationalism. It's galus of nishmas Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh. Jews are giving their lives for other Jews, and Jews are giving their lives to see to it that Am Yisrael will continue. So that avira of Mesiras Nefesh has a tremendous power over the entire nation, the Jews everywhere. It brings a tremendous achdus. You call up Pirudim, because all of the separation, all the divisions, all of the fighting, it's only when Jews are just hanging around in a place of Chitzonius, but they're not connected to their neshama. In the world of Chitzonius, everything's fighting and arguing. They're not talking to each other because he's a Democrat, this one's a Republican. The two Jews are not talking to each other. This one voted for Biden, this one voted for Trump. They can't talk. This one votes for Netanyahu. And this one votes for Lapid or something. So then no one's talking. These families don't talk to each other. It's all shtuyot. It's an Irish guy. It's all chitzonius. So when they're caught up in the chitzonius, so then you have all kinds of piruda. Because in the world of the guf, no two people look the same. The world of the guf is all about chidukim. Not two people think the same. No two people look the same. So everything about chitzonius is differences, machlokes. That's all chitzonius. That's all chitzonius. But the second you come into contact with the neshama, and you go to the place of pnimius, then all the chitzonius is nothing. So it doesn't make a difference if he's religious, not religious. It doesn't make a difference if he's a svadi, and all this and that. All the silly chilukim, they don't make a difference. They don't mean anything. Those things only make a difference. You go. If you're Oaks and Chitzonius. not when you're in a place of pnimius. Ach kishonim is chavim l'shorish haneshama. But when you are mischaber to the shorish of the neshama, onim is chavim l'shorish echad. Then you get to the place of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in the world of Echad, there is no difference between this kind of hat or that kind of yarmulke, or this kind of politics or that kind of politics. It's an Echad. That's the neshama achas shel kulam. And in that place of Echad, Knesset Yisrael is one. It's Nishmas Yisrael. Am Yisrael is there's one Messias of Am Yisrael. And it's all one. It's Echad. Or Hashchina, the light of the Shechina. Shkol Echem Yitanu, who Shviv and Yitzaytzim Enu, and each Jew, even though we occupy separate bodies, but each Jew is a spark of that, is an Yitzaytz of that Messias of the Shechina, this world of Knesset Yisrael. It's a Shemayim. We're not divided according to where you were born or whether you're down in the Sechasim as a side, the place where you come. Mesirus HaNefesh, Chasefes HaShorosh HaNesham. There's nothing more powerful than Mesirus HaNefesh to break through to that Shorosh, to that place. It's Nishmas Klal Yisrael. Me'achdus U'ma'achedes Oysan, Ba'achdus Gemur, and it brings this to tremendous, tremendous Achdus. Now all this is, of course, based upon the 18th parak in Tanya, which everybody really needs to learn, the whole Tanya, but especially these days to learn those parak of Yuches, Yutes, and Chav in Tanya. While the Tanya Medar Balzeh, when the Tanya wants to explain that, to prove that B'kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael, that in every single Jew, there burns this nefesh elokis. Umaru umatzig is a davke derech inyan shel mesirus nefesh. I'm sure that you remember that the Baal Tanya sets this up, this whole limud of there being inside each and every Jew a nefesh elokis. He sets this up within the framework of mesirus nefesh. Shnevas mehayichida, and the Baal Tanya explains that it comes from this nekuda of the soul that's called yichida. But now it's not only a yechida of each individual Jew, there's a yechida of the Jewish people. That's at a time of Muhammad or a time of Gezerah against the Jewish people, like by Purim, Yeshnoi Amech and Mefluzim Mefarim, the whole Muhammad, that whole time of Purim was to come back from a place of being Mefluzim Mefarim. Now it's Erev Purim, we were all divided and dispersed. We were busy having you know, sushi at Achashverosh's party. That's what that was about, the whole Mishnah. Shenenu Reisa Suda. So the Mishnah is a big deal. They were eating the Bay Suda. Everything was kosher. We spoke about that. That's Kirsan Yishvish. Everything had a Heksha. And if Yidavka wanted a Yakisha Heksha, a Chzidish Heksha, whatever you wanted, it's Kirsan Yishvish. Whatever you wanted, you had kosher food at Achaz Reish's party. You had kosher food. So what's the problem? And for that, Reish should die because of that. So that was only a very extreme siur picture of a pirud that was reaching to the very core of who they were at that time because they were focused on partying, on gashmius. The whole metzias was a metzias of Adam Hazeh, and when your whole metzias is a world of guf, then Haman was right. The Gemara says that Haman said it's very strong lashon hara. It was very true when he said Yeshnoi Amechad. Chazal interpreted to mean Yeshnoi Amechad. Haman, no, he said Yeshnoi Amechad. In other words, there is this one unique people in the world, Yisrael, and this one unique people, Be'emes. Haman understood Echad Yeshnoi Amechad. He understood. He was the minister of Jewish affairs. He was from the Eichmann's Elta Zaydi. And he knew this, that Yesh no Am Echad, that there's no Am Echad. There's no other people like that. There's no Am Echad. But you know how come I'm going to get them? You know where I'm going to get them? Because they're Mefuzo Mefayr Ben Ha'am. Mefuzo Mefayr Ben Ha'am. They're not in that place. So he thought he's going to destroy us, but what he did was just the opposite. Because he was able to orchestrate a whole Gzeira, and Am Yisrael suddenly in a minute, all of Am Yisrael was standing around Yaakov in his bed, saying Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that was the end of Haman. Because then he brought his, then through him, the Nevahafei Chuz, we came Davka back to the reality of Yeshno Amecha. It's true. Yeshno Amecha. And every Purim, you can feel a little bit like this. That's why they needed one of the reasons of Tachbaisis, of getting dressed up on Purim. Because getting dressed up means that all the things that you see on the outside is not Bamasuvio. This guy's dressed up. This one's dressed up like this. He's dressed up like that. All of the... It only means it's a secondary disguise. Our actual physical goof is one disguise, and then you get another disguise on Purim, you put on a costume. But the point of the costume is to say that the emphasis is Adol Eilav Ben Arham Baruch Mordechai, that whether a Jew looks like he's an Arham or a Jew looks like he's a Baruch Mordechai, in Nishmas Yisrael, and the Kud of who he is, it's all this stuff is all an outfit. It's all a costume. It's not who he is. It's a costume. It's a disguise. So Haman, that was the last thing in the world that Haman wanted, because that was his downfall. The whole thing that Haman, if he would have let it go, Chalila, it wouldn't have happened. Because I shouldn't have wanted that. But he would let it to continue, and he wouldn't have done anything. He would have just let the Jews continue going into their parties, into the movies, into wherever they were going. So then it would have Chalila been terrible. But Haman Davka was more of this Muhammad and this Gzeira, and through the Gzeira, Shema Yisrael Shema Kenei Shema Chod. All the party goes, we're in a place of Kriyashma, and then the next thing, the Zalmum is hanging. That was the end of it. And then there was no Indian anymore of a period. And that's why the whole Avaida of Purim is, Rishach 1 is Ishtar Ye'ehu, Amatazev Yainim, in other words, for Jews to be good to each other, to take away all the period between Jews. And you feel that on Purim. Yeah? Because on Purim, Afreilich together, doesn't make a difference what, who, where. And that's the Indian of drinking. It takes away all those. In the other Magashi, he takes away all of the divisions between this one and that one. There's no chiluk between this person and that person, not Leoda. Because in that Mitzvah of Adol Leoda, which is we're talking about on Sunday, was the Shahar Nun in Kedusha, in the place of Shahar Nun, which is Yechidish of the Mitzvah, there's no separation between one Jew and another Jew. Everybody says Mishloch Matan, it's Mishloch Manish, Yishtavei, Matan, it's Yainim, and the Sudis Purim, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, everybody together, all Jews, and that's Davka, what Haman himself, that's the Venahafechu. That he himself brought that about. And that's what they're doing now. The Rishayim did this now, October 7th. The Hamas did the same thing. They did the same thing. Instead of letting Jews continue fighting, like they were doing until then, and it reached the worst place on Yom Kippur, when there were Jews who were throwing things at Jews that were davening in Tel Aviv. The Hamas didn't leave it like that. If they would have left like that, they didn't leave it like that. So the Zohar Hashgacha Pratis. So Hamas goes in. How they got in? It's hard to believe that they just walked in like that. They got in there. They made a whole pogrom. And then from that pogrom, from that whole pogrom came out what? The Asarius of Shema Yisrael Shema Kenei Shema Chod. And then this is it. We're going to finish them all off. It's Bipurim. Finished. But that's how it goes. It's said that the way to bring us, it would be much easier if we all tried to get along and learn Zohar Kodesh. It'd just be so much nicer than what's going on. But an Akshayar, like that, sometimes, unless we get a patch, we don't remember. But that's exactly what the Rishayim, are trying to avoid. That's exactly what they brought. Okay, so we'll try to finish the Maimon next time.